guys, it's time for us to have a conversation with the CEO of Making of Champions, all the way from the United States. Bambo Akoni joins us on Game On tonight. Hi, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Sarafina. How are you doing?
I'm great. How is the US today?
Not bad. We're working hard trying to, make things happen this year with the Olympics coming up. So, working hard.
And the lockdown? Hello?
Well, Americans will never be locked down. People are still moving around here, but we're trying to stay safe, stay indoors, socially distant. So, we're doing okay. I think things are subsiding now, so we'll be fine.
Okay, Bambo, quickly, let's start off with talking about the challenges you've had in sports as regards Making of Champions and athletics and everything. So quickly, I will start off by asking you, because you look at Making of Champions as a brand now, everything about them is just athletics and the rest of it. So what inspired the creation of Making of Champions? You could have chosen football, you could have decided to go for wrestling, but you chose athletics. Why?
Well, that's a great question. It was 2012. I was thinking about this. I actually went to the Olympics in London thinking that we're going to actually be winning one or two medals. We came away with nothing the first time since Seoul 1988. And it just got me thinking, because if you look at our history at the Olympics, we've won 25 medals in total, and 13 of them were in athletics. So it just seemed like the obvious place for me to start. And the more I looked, the more I discovered that, you know what, if Nigeria was serious about this sport, we would be really the best in the world. We'd be ahead of Team Jamaica, would be ahead of the United States in track and field, especially sprinting. So that's really what informed my decision to pick athletics out of all the sports that Nigeria can do well in. And then when we started with a film, Making of Champions, the history, and we literally went around the world tracking down Nigeria's former Olympic medalists. In Portugal, we met Francis Obiquelu. In Spain, we met Gloria Lozzi. In America, we met Innocent Ebunike. And then we went to Jamaica. Let's find out why they're so fast. And we took our very own double Olympic medalist, Enefe Okudo-Obong, went with us to Jamaica. And we were celebrities for like a week there. We were on the national TV and radio. And they kept saying to us that you Nigerians, if you knew what you had, you would rule this sport of athletics. So that's what really gave us the conviction to, come back to Nigeria and start Making of Champions.
One of the challenges we've had in sports is that of talent identification and management. Looking at Making of Champions and the ability to spot and go after talent, tell us what your scouting system is like.
Well, that's really interesting, because when we started, I started Making of Champions in 2013. We started a track club in 2016. And it was in 2015 we realized that if we're going to start this and make a good go of it, that we needed to find the best talents and we needed to find them quickly. So we came up with the reality show idea. It's called Top Sprinter. And it's really, if you're a fan of the singing reality shows, it's a lot like The Voice, where after the athletes compete, we put them all in a room. And we literally took four Olympic medalists with us around the country, Obiquelu and Alodze, and then Deji Aliyu, who eventually became our head coach, and Uchenna Imedelu. They were the judges in a decision room fighting over the athletes, picking them for their teams. And then eventually we had a final. And that was the process that unearthed a lot of our national champions today, our national athletes. People like Joy Udo-Gabriel, Jerry Jackpot were found throughout this process. And then others like Emmanuel Ojeli, a national 400-meter champion, Blessing Oladoye, they were found the following year also at the Top Sprinter Championship. So that's how we got started. Top Sprinter is a format that needs widespread sponsorship, corporate sponsors to really continue. And without that, what we decided to do was really just go to all the different competitions around the country, scout for the best secondary school talent, teenage talent. And then we started our own MOC Athletics Trials, where we go around the country, three, four locations, a year and do trials to recruit athletes into the club. So that's going well. Our last major recruitment was 2018. And you're going to start seeing a lot of those athletes really emerge international athletes this year. We have a couple preparing for the World Under 20 Championships this year, and a couple that will even make the senior team for Nigeria, and they only just started training in 2018. So talent identification is so key. Without that, you're wasting time. But even after that, talent development and talent management is something that just doesn't happen in Nigeria, and that's something we're starting to do now.
Now that you've mentioned talent development, what do you think Nigerian athletes need more for them to excel?
Wow, that's a big question. But they need everything. They need everything that they're not getting, that athletes all over the world get. Any country that's serious about being successful in track and field will give their athletes the best athletes in education. We'll make sure that between the ages of 16 to 21, while they're in university, that they lack nothing, you know, because those are the years where it's going to be determined, is this person going to make it as a professional? But while you're not sure, you have to give them an education. What we're seeing in Nigeria is that a lot of athletes don't have the education to fall back on and don't have the training or developmental support that athletes abroad are getting. And that's what we sought to do with Making of Champions. We set up a student athlete scholarship. Right now we have about 10 athletes in university, about 8 of them are in University of Lagos. And we couldn't have done that without corporate sponsors supporting us to do that. Companies like NNPC and Shell, companies like Arco Group, ND Western. These are some of the companies that have really helped support some of our top athletes like Joe Udo Gabriel, and Emmanuel Ojeli, Jerry Jackpa. So that's, talent development is a must. We can't leave it to, say, a lot of people are going to college, maybe in the US, and that is fantastic. But we have to do something at home, because whereas 10, maybe 15 athletes can go to the US every year, you can produce 100 champions at home every year if we had the will and the patience to do it.
I'll pass you over to my colleague, the elder. I don't understand why are you dancing?
Yeah, overdose. Yeah, Bambo, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thank you.
All right, I just wanted to quickly get your take on the fact that we talk about our athletes, especially elite athletes, the likes of Blessing Okagbare, Divine Oduru, making us proud. But then again, when you talk about on the world stage, the Olympics is coming, and most times we find out that they prepare well, they clock records, they run.
They struggle.
But then, when they come up against, opponents from Jamaica and the US, you start seeing the fact that our athletes don't really make
don't
a
make
podium.
Yeah.
They don't make the podium finish, which is a concern to me, as well as other lovers of athletics. So what do you think really can be done in order to curb that, so that at least, we can go back to a medal-winning days, the likes of, Mary Onyali, when she was, finishing medals, winning medals for us, Dobong, who also did it for us, and then a host of other Nigerians. These days, we prepare well, we seem to get, our preparation on track, but at the actual event, we fall short of the podiums. How can we arrest this?
Well, there are several factors about this. I wouldn't say that we've actually prepared well at recent Olympic Games. You've had one or two athletes abroad who are doing well, who have prepared well, like Blessing Okagbare, and who have done their best to win Olympic medals. And it hasn't always worked out that way. The first thing that needs to be done is that we need to have more athletes in contention, right? When you have only one athlete in contention, as probably was the case in 2012 and 2016 with Okagbare, you can't, USA and Jamaica, they don't rely on one person to bring home the medals. So that's actually the biggest difference. I remember for 2016, this young lady in the 100 meter hurdles for USA set the world record in the 100 meter hurdles, and she didn't even make the US team. And then when we got to Rio, America still took 1, 2, 3. in the 100-meter hurdles without the world record holder. You know, so those are some of the luxuries that the likes of US and Jamaica have had that we do not have. You know, relying on one athlete isn't a strategy to succeed. And then another reason I would say that some of our athletes have struggled in international competition is actually because they're in college in, say, America, for example, and the American colleges focus on them winning the NCAA, which normally wraps up around June, but don't necessarily focus on them winning at the Olympics for Nigeria. The college doesn't really, I mean, that's not their goal. Their goal is the NCAA title, right? And it's interesting, you saw that when Divine Oduduro won the NCAA titles in 100 and 200 in 2019, but then when it was time for the African Games and the World Championships, he didn't have anything left in the tank that year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that, now that he has gone pro, hopefully he will be back in contention for medals at this Olympics. But there's definitely a gap between representing your college and then stepping up to represent the country. It's two different ball games. And even in the same year, you can have very different results.
All right, Bamba, we quickly need to go in for a short break. I need you to hang in there because we're not done talking. Can you do that for me, please?
No problem. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let's go on. What are the chances of Nigeria winning a gold medal at the Olympics?
Well, I've been saying this recently because I firmly believe it, that Nigeria can win 5 medals at this Olympics. And that, in fact, athletics alone can bring 5 medals. Our greatest Olympics was Atlanta 96. Most people remember the football gold. But we also won 5 other medals at that Olympics, 4 of them being in athletics. And I believe we can have similar at this Olympics. We have a new generation of athletes coming up. We have some individual medal contenders like Toby Amusho in the 100-meter hurdles, Ese Brume in the long jump. And then we have Blessing Okagbare in impressive form this year already in the indoor season. She will want that individual Olympic medal in the sprint, and Divine Oduduru that we mentioned already. So they will all be in the mix for medals. But where we can and must increase our medals is in the regions. We have won 8 relay medals in history out of our 13 athletics medals at the Olympics, out of 25 medals in total. And, you know, there hasn't been an Olympics since 1984 that we won an athletics medal without winning at least one in the relays. Our relay teams have not really trained together recently. That must happen over the next 6 months. You see other countries like South Africa and Ghana have overtaken us in the relays. South Africa relay team, they were training together even before the pandemic. While Ghana, we lost out to them in the African Games in the men's 4x1, even though we have the better team on paper. So, you know, if we're serious about winning medals at this Olympics, the relay athletes must come together. Those in the US should come together. Those in Nigeria should come together. And they should all meet. The best athletes should meet at the World Relays in May and the African Championships in June. And if that happens, then yes, I can say Nigeria can easily win 5 medals at this Olympics in athletics alone. Basketball will be there, the men and women's teams. Can they medal? Let's hope they can get to the latter stages of the events and then anything can happen. And then the wrestlers will also be in the mix, particularly Odunayo Adekunle. So, I mean, that's how I'm seeing it. If we win 1 or 2 medals, it's still going to be a successful Games because we've only won 1 Olympic medal since 2008, which was bronze in the football. But if we're serious about our preparation, even with 6 months left, we can come home with 5 medals or more.
Blessing Okagbare a few days ago announced her entry into the Guinness Book of Records for making the most appearances in the IAAF's Diamond League meetings. And now looking at her age, can we boastfully say we have another Okagbare in our ranks? Do we have a succession plan?
It's a very fantastic question. But first, let me say, you know, what an awesome athlete and representative Okagbare has been for Nigeria to be at the highest level of the Diamond League 11 years in a row since 2010 till now, 67 appearances and still going strong. it's definitely something worth being celebrated. In terms of succession plan, I can say that there isn't a clear one. But, you know, athletics doesn't always work like that. You know, the Jamaicans obviously wanted to replace Usain Bolt, but he's been irreplaceable, of course. He's a once-in-a-generation athlete. And for us, we're not going to find another Blessing Okagbare. All we can do is take the young athletes that we have now and make them to the best versions of themselves. The Joy Udo Gabriels of this world, the Favour Phillies of this world. Those are the athletes that we're going to be talking about for the next 10 years. And hopefully, you know, at this Olympics, Blessing can pass the baton on to them figuratively and literally, you know, to win a medal or win medals, and then obviously to inspire the next generation.
Before I let you go, we cannot have this conversation without talking about the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, which is scheduled to go down some months from now. We understand that some athletes are yet to qualify for the Olympics because of the postponement of some of the events which are supposed to serve as qualifiers for these athletes. But I need you to tell us about your preparation plans for the athletes.
Well, I suppose I can only speak for Making of Champions athletes in that regard. But I'm proud to say that we have three or four athletes who are vying for the Olympics. At least two or three of them are already in qualifying positions in terms of their world rankings. People like Joe Udo Gabriel, Emmanuel Ogeli, and Jerry Jackpa. And so we definitely intend for them to get more competitions under their belt. They all competed in Akure a couple of weeks ago. We have actually announced our third MOC Grand Prix coming up in April, which is going to be an Olympic qualifying event for all athletes across Nigeria. We're even hoping to do a first ever qualification attempt for the mixed 4x4 relay happening at the Olympics for the first time. That's when two men and two women are in the same 4x4 relay team. So we're planning to do that. And then also for our athletes, for the three I mentioned, they will be in Europe later in the year, April, May, June, so that they can actually hit those times to be sure of being at the Olympics. But yes, I can see they will be there in the individual events, and they'll be there with the relay teams because they're already winning medals with the relay team since 2018, you know, when Joy Udo Gabriel won the Commonwealth bronze. And then 2019 at the African Games, she won gold with the 4x1 team. Ogeli won bronze with the 4x4 team. So they're going to be there for the individual and the relay events. And so we look forward to supporting the AFN's programs, the sports ministry's programs, to prepare for the Olympics and obviously to give these great athletes to the nation to help, you know, to help these plans to win medals in the relays and other events.
All right. Thank you very much, Bambo, for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you.
We do appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.